Halacha Zayin. Kana Peros Eilu. The person said, I'm borrowing myself from benefit from this fruit. Olai upon myself. Kana Mein Lefi. They are barred from my mouth. Same idea. Kana Mein Malpi. They're barred upon my mouth. Same idea. The issue, the Chiddush is also the Chilufeyem. You can do that if you exchange them for other fruits. You're also not what you exchange them for. And the fruit which, if you planted those fruits, whatever growth comes from that fruit is forbidden as well. Shady Ochel, now if you said, that's if you said the fruit itself is forbidden to you, period, in generic fashion. They said, Shady Ochel, I'm not going to eat the fruit. Shady Ochel, I'm not going to taste the fruit. In that case, Mutzah B'chilufeim B'chiduleim. Allowed to eat that which you exchange for them or that which grows from them because you paid it by yourself at the eating of the fruit, not benefit from the fruit. So it's a big difference because you're not going to eat it if you plant it and you get something out of it or if you exchange something else. But if you forbade all benefit from the fruit, so even that which you exchange it for or even that which you grew from it is forbidden as well. That's all true. B'davar shezara kola. That which we permitted is only when something where the seed when you plant it rots in the ground. Avadabra Shane Zarakov, but let's say it's like a bulb type fruit, such as onion. No, it's not a fruit technically, but the idea is the same. So Vadabra Shane Zarakov, if you do like you do any sort, then anything which grows, even if you plant again the thing which grew, and it grows again, it's all lost there because the original fruit is still there, since it's like a bulb. So therefore, the original fruit is still present as part of the new fruit. It's only if you grew it and it rotted and a new fruit came out that would be permitted, but not if it's a bulb type arrangement. Same idea, right? No, it's a consistent. Very trumas we had. If you plant truma in the ground, the same idea. Adolchein. How far does that go down the line? Says the Gemara. Yeva kai. Let's say concerning this, like that which you learned by truma. The Mar Rav Yaakov Baride b'shem Rav Yochanan, by Rav Yaakov is the name Rav Yochanan. Ad shalosh koros asura, three crops are forbidden if it's a bulb like fruit. Barvitz muteres, the fourth crop is permitted. The switch side is that by planting truma in the ground, that retains the name of truma until the fourth crop to issue from it. The cocaine here do the same thing. Here do we say it's until the fourth crop which comes along. The Bavli does not draw the distinction between the third and fourth crop. The Bavli seems to indicate that it's also forever. As long as even if you replant it and replant it and replant it again, since the seed did not rot in the ground, so it still retains an ister no matter how many times you replanted it and drew a new fruit or vegetable out of it. Okay? Hello, Chachas. I'm released if somebody says to his wife, your handiwork is forbidden upon me. Same idea. Kodim Ein Lefi, they're forbidden from my mouth. Kodim Ein Alpi, they're forbidden upon my mouth. Users, you're forbidden. Also in the Chilufeim, that which your wife exchanges for handiwork, laying that which grows from your wife's handiwork. Shani Oichel, a very peppered person says, I'm not going to eat your handiwork. Shani Oichel, I'm not going to taste your handiwork. Mutr Chilufeim, laying that which you permitted, in that which is exchanged for the handiwork, or that which grew out of the handiwork. And again, with the Ovish Desire of Kol, it's only true if the seed rots in the ground. Avo Dovish Desire of Kol, but if the seed does not grow in the rot in the ground, that which grows from the growth is also as well. Shat Oysa Vani Oichel Ara Pesach. Now if you say, that which you make, and that I'm not going to eat until Pesach time. That which you make, I'm going to refuse to wear it at HaPesach, so until Pesach time. Also, Pesach, if she made something before Pesach, it's forbidden until Pesach. Luchu viskasos to eat it and to cover oneself in it, even after Pesach passes. And the reason is because you said everything you make until Pesach will be also for me to wear and also for me to eat. So that's true even after Pesach passes. That object remains also forbidden. The flip side of that we'll see in the next Mishnah, but that's what this means over here. And that's where it says, Kini Masdi, this is the way to read our Mishnah.
Mashat also, it should be any oichel out of Pesach. Switch around the words, any oichel was out of Pesach. That which you do, I'm not going to eat until out of Pesach. Mashat oise, any miskase out of Pesach, again switching the same around. In other words, whatever you make until Pesach, that's going to be forbidden to me, and that subsequently it's forbidden as well. As opposed to halacha tes, shat oisad a pesach vani oichel, that which you make until Pesach, I'm going to bar myself when I goofed. I'm sorry, I mixed up the two mishnayos. Look back in the Mishnah, bro. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. The Mishnah says in Halacha Ches at the end, the last few lines of the Mishnah, Shad oisav ani ochel ha-peser, oisav ani skas ha-peser, osim ne-peser, muter luchel v'iskas, muter, I read it as awesome before, muter luchel v'iskas ha-peser. I'm in the first Mishnah, Halacha Ches, story about where he took a nether to refrain from the thing until Pesach. But then after Pesach, he no longer is going to refrain from it. And that's what the Gemara says. Kini Masis, that which the Mishnah said, this is ready to read our Mishnah. Ma'ashat Oysa, that which you do, ain't the Oichlad of Pesach. I'm not going to eat it until Pesach. Or Ma'ashat Oysa, ain't the Miskasad of Pesach. I'm not going to use it as a garment until Pesach. But after Pesach, the inference of Allah Ches, from Pesach it's permissible. Allah Ches, Ishat Oysad of Pesach Vani Oichel, that which you make until Pesach, I'm not going to eat, means forever, even after Pesach. Shatoisa Pesach, Bani Miskasa, I'm not going to wear, that's also that's even after Pesach. So in those cases, even also leaving out Pesach, even if she made it before Pesach, also it's forbidden, Lochav Liskasos, to eat and to cover oneself in those garments for spore, eat those tefun and cover them with garments. Even lachar Pesach, even at Pesach was over. Says the word kini masdi. So this is the way to read our Mishnah. Mashatoi sara Pesach. That which you make until Pesach, any miskas, I'm not going to wear ever, even after Pesach is over. Okay. Now halachi and halachi alva variations on this theme. Shananisli at a Pesach, you say I'm forbidding you to derive any pleasure. The husband says I'm forbidding you, the wife, to derive any pleasure from. Until Pesach, imolechis ad lebeis avich ad chag, if you go to your father's house until Sukkot. Okay, so he made a condition. He said, you're not allowed to write benefit for me until Pesach if you go to your mother's house, your father's house, eitan, before Sukkot. Hochalif ne'a Pesach, so if she went before Pesach, for sure, asuru surah bad ne'yosu avachar Pesach. She's not allowed to write any benefit for him after Pesach, until after Pesach. What about a Pesach has passed already? And now it's a question, she can derive Hanoah. But she might still transgress the nether by going to her father's house before Sukkot. Because Pesach comes in this sequence before Sukkot. So after Pesach, she's allowed to derive benefit. But what happens if she goes to her father's house at that time? Of course, she transgresses by the Achavor, she retroactively transgresses the nether, because the nether was made contingent on some future event, right, on her not going to her father's house until Pesach is time. Okay? So that's below Yachadavar. She's on watch that she might potentially transgress. Now, says the Gemara, explain this. Vasura lehenos mimenu. It says here also, but it's still going to hurt. She read Vasura. She's forbidden to derive benefit. It says here mimenu, which is from her, but she read mimenu, from him. She's forbidden to derive benefit from him until Pesach, mikvar, before Pesach, shemet elech achar Pesach, despite the fact that she can preserve herself. Why does she just take that off and take the chance? And she won't go to her father's house. So it says more reasons, because shemet elech achar Pesach, because maybe after Pesach she's going to end up going to her father's house, Sunday before Sukkot, Benimsa says for Mafreya, and the benefit will retroactively be forbidden. So therefore, we already have her from now safeguard herself as a precaution not to drive any Anor, lest later on she go to her father's house and as a result incur the provision of the nether and retroactively forbid herself. Yeah, this beyond that. Whatever is not under, you know, luxuries, things like that. Whatever doesn't meet the minimum credit fur coats, that's right. So whatever in Eretz Yisrael. So whatever is not above them.
Human
hearsay. Yeah. So in any event, that's a necessity, I understand. So you got the point. Okay, I look it up. Shaden is liyadachag. You're forbidden to derive benefit from me until Sukkot. Imolechasad ad lebeis avichar Pesach. If you go to your father's house until Pesach. Now, of course, Pesach comes first. So she already know before Sukkot if she transgressed the Tanai or not, right? Here the Tanai precedes the limit of the nether. The previous case, limit of the nether was Pesach. The Tanai stretches all the way to Sukkot. Here vice versa. The limit of the Tanai was still Pesach. The limit of the condition was still Pesach. The nether stretches to Sukkot. So she announces that the chag you need not to have every two sukkahs. Imolechus at the base of Yichad at Pesach. If you go to your father's house before Pesach falls, Ochlid near Pesach. Osir ba'bani Osur ba'bani Osur the chag. She goes before Pesach. She's forbidden, of course, to have any benefit from him until sukkahs. Umutes le'achach at Pesach. But if she go after Pesach, already passed since the time of the condition has elapsed. She's allowed to go to her father's house, and it doesn't impede upon her from eating until Sukkot. Says the Gemara, again, the same thing we said before, Vasura Lanos Yimena Mikvar. She's not going to have any benefit before Pesach. Shematelech Acha Pesach, but maybe she'll go after Pesach. One second. Yeah, it's a mistake here. I didn't catch him when I was repairing. Vasul has been in Mikvar. Before Pesach, I can't have any benefit. Shematilech Lifnei Pesach. Instead of Achra Pesach, should be made Moshe change it to Lifnei Pesach. Because maybe it should go before Pesach and Nimtse Saniyos, my friend, then she's deriving benefit retroactively. So therefore, in other words, until Pesach, even though she has the capacity to say, well, I won't transgress the condition, I won't go to my father's house, let me drive benefit as a precaution, she has to refrain from benefit until after Pesach is over. Once Pesach is over, she can derive benefit already, because obviously the time of the condition is passed, even though the time of the nether is still applicable, but she's obviously no longer in the situation where she can transgress the condition, and therefore at that point she can begin having benefit after Pesach is over. Okay? Says the Mishnah further. Hatra lo ganoni me'erek nu perek. Konim yayin chini tayim ayod. A person takes a netter, he's not going to taste wine today. Eino osir elu achatech, she's only forbidden until nightfall. After night is over, for falls he's no longer forbidden. Shabbos zu, if he says he's forbidden for the entire week. So osir b'chol Shabbos, he's lost the entire week. The Shabbos Shavra, and Shabbos is affiliated with the past week, meaning that he's also in the following Shabbos as well. Chodesh Zephyr says he's also an entire month. Also, B'chol Chodesh is also an entire month. Rosh Chodesh Shelabah, Rosh Chodesh Shelab is considered to be part and parcel of the next month. So he's only also until the last day of the month, not the next month as well. Shana Zub, says he's also an entire year. Also, B'chol Shana Tabachol B'Manalf, he's also in the entire year. The Rosh Hashanah lost him, but not for Rosh Hashanah next year. That's right, he could see part and parcel next year. Shavuazeh, he says, an entire Shemitah. Shavuazeh doesn't mean week or rather 7 years. Also, because Shavuazeh is also in the entire Shemitah period of 7 years, whatever's left of when he takes the letter. Vishvi Shavar, and Shvi is part and parcel 7 years, because Shvi is, Shemitah is always part of the unit. The Imam of a person said, I'm also Yom Echad for one day. Shabbos Echad for 1 week, Chodesh Echad for 1 month, Shana Achas for 1 year, Shavu Echad for one Shmita period, Asim Yom L'Yom. He doesn't mean on the calendar a week, but rather it means a week of 24-hour days, seven days of those 24-hour days. It doesn't mean on the calendar today's date, but he rather means this our 24-hour period which is about to ensue. And so on and so forth, each of these, it's not referring to the calendar fixed Shabbos, or the calendar fixed Shkosh, or the calendar fixed here, a calendar fixed Shemitah, but it's referring to his own personal count, which will begin today. Okay, is that clear? Because he said 1 day. What? And the Rashi said this Shabbos. The Sefer said one Shabbos. That's what makes a difference.
Also, the Rashi one says Rosh Chodesh. What if it's 2 days Rosh Chodesh?
Well, the first day is right. That's right. First day is the previous month. That's right. But I'm saying that just from logic, but it makes sense.
Okay, says Marahabin Shekhashekha Mutzah. Again, our Mishnah said, once it becomes dark, you're allowed to derive benefit. So it says more, despite the fact that it seems to do so, this doesn't argue on Rabbi Yochanan, despite the fact that Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Hilchim Nidorim Machalosh Miyodah. By Nidorim, we follow the language used by individuals. And the Chor, when a person takes a neder about not eating, so he means to include the night following the day. Not the night before. That night is already done with, right? It must mean the night following the day. The night following the day. That would be Lashem Re'od. So our Kram Mishnah says that once it becomes dark, it's already off the hook.
Darkness is the next day?
But that's the way Lashem Re'od.
Oh,
so that's what Gemara is going to say. But the Gemara's timing is that in Lashon B'nei Odom, night always is part of the previous day. Only in the Torah's Lashon is night part of the next day.
The next day's
Dorim. Maybe that's because of the Halacha involved. Maybe, but the Dorim not necessarily teach on that Halacha. Although, what he's saying is good, but that the Gemara is not still sorting through that. So it says, nevertheless, place it up to Rabbi Yochan. Despite the fact Rabbi Yochan Ramad, Rabbi Yochan said, Yochan Dorim Achalosh Mehod, that people follow the language used by individuals. Because Leis Urcha the Barnash is not a person's manner. Meimel Chavrei to say to his friend, this is a quote, Berum Sholo Tamis Klum. In the evening I ate nothing. And when he says that, he means yesterday's evening. And he says, so when he says evening, rumshis, it's night. Rumsha, as we say it in Pesukah Dezimra. Excuse me, shvachin asad er tzafra for ramsha, right? That's the curry bowl. So shvachin asad er tzafra ramsha, that a ranger prays even morning, that's tzafra, and ramsha night. So here the word Rumsha means night, and Ramshis means when it was dark yesterday. So here we have a case. A person says to his friend, in the evening I didn't eat anything, and he means the evening of yesterday. Meaning that tells us that the day begins the night before. Like Halacha, Ramshis, he said about yesterday, if Amar Yismoy calls last night, he calls it part and parcel of yesterday. So Rosh Meyod, right, night can precede the day also. Like our Mishnah. Says, Mor the Basra, yeah, but say, mention the next case in this price, whoever this price is, who plead, and it seems to argue. Because it says in the next part case in this price, so it says, it indicates that leis urcho de barnash meimel chavei. Do not people say to their friends? Bitzafra is a quote. Bitzafra lo tamis klum. In the morning I taste nothing. And this is talking about a case where I forgot. One second. A person standing after nightfall, and he says, "Today I didn't eat anything." So when a person standing after nightfall, referring back to this morning, saying, "Today I didn't eat anything," how can we still say today? Why did he say yesterday? So it must be that the night is affiliated with the day which precedes it. Okay? From the language of Bnei Adam.
This is just a quote from the show.
Yeah. But also makes lots from the other. Okay? So a person says, but Safra, this morning, Lotham is Klum, and he says at night, like you would say this morning, tonight now, you would say, I didn't eat breakfast this morning. What do you mean this morning? It's yesterday morning, it's a new day already. No, but people speak to each other, they say, the night subsequent connected to the morning of. Okay? So that's a, wouldn't it be now like Rabbi Yochanan? Because like Rabbi Yochanan, and that's the case, Lashon Yodam would be that, in Lashon Yodam would be that people would actually, they know that the night precedes, that the day precedes night, right? So that's not like our mission, because our mission says that whenever you take a netter during the day, it stops at nightfall.
They
had the, yeah.
Like
going to today. Okay, absolutely. Okay? So it says, Gemara, may my own day. You see that he calls it today. So it says, more lace who plead. The following Baisa does not argue on Rabbi Yochanan. It says in that Baisa, Yom Zemi Shabbos, if a person says this day, I learn out from Shabbos, this Shabbos. In Shabbos, a person says this Shabbos, Yom Zeh, I learn out this day. Yom Zeh, may I Yom. And this day is learned out from Hayom, which means yeah, it doesn't include the night. It doesn't include the night. Or it just only includes the day in which you made the netter and it ends at nightfall. Exactly how the Brisa sees that, but then the Brisa says, let's say it again. Yom Zemi Shabbos, you learn this day from this Shabbos, the Shabbos Zum Yom Zem, and this Shabbos from this day. Yom Zemi Ayom, and this day from this day. And this, somehow, the Gemara understands the Brisa to mean that, we always go have Lashon Bnei Adam. And Lashon Bnei Adam means this day is this day itself without the night which follows it. Command Dhamma, and that's where the Mandama says, Hilchot B'dvarim Ma'alecha Lashon Bnei Adam, that we follow human language. Ram, however, Hachon our Mishnah, it sounds like Command Dhamma, Hilchot B'dvarim Ma'alecha Lashon Torah, that we're following the Lashon Torah. Now, it's not clear what the Gemara is referring to, it's very cryptic, what part of the Mishnah is referring to. But the Korban Eda has a nice shot here. Kermit says, going on what it says, the last part of Mishnah says, the person says, Yom Zeh, Yom Echad, or Shabbos Echos. So then it refers to a 24-hour period. So the Korban Eidah, and actually the Ridbah say, wait a minute, how can they, and they interpret the Gemara this way, how can it be a 24-hour period if it goes after Loshen Torah? When a person says, Hayom Yom Echad LaOmer, this person means today is the 24-hour period of the Omer? No, a person means to say this is a certain date in the Omer. So that date should be also, that date is what he's referring to, not a specific 24-hour time period. So to a person takes a net and says, Yom Zeh, I should be also, so it should be, or Yom Echad, I should be also, like it says here in Mishnah, Yom Echad should be this day, whatever the day is, it shouldn't be specifically a 24-hour time period. And the Mishnah says, it's also for the next 24 hours. Why don't you say this date? Like when we say Sfiras Omer, it means this date, as opposed to the next 24 hours. No? You're forming your vow.
Because
we don't meet to count the 24-hour period. We mean to count part of the day. No.
Oh,
there isn't such a sheet of the sheet of the Taz, you're right, by Tmimos, that you have to have 50-20. But obviously, right, but the Mishnah says the Gemara, according to the way Korban Eidah Bazar, it doesn't work that way. You're counting the date, not the 24-hour time period. Okay? So in any event, Rabbi Yehuda Butzraya, said, no, it's not Lashon Torah, it is Lashon Me'odah. Kenor Chedibayanosha, this is the way people speak, Me'emel Chaveh, but it says, soberly, then you have to wait for me for this day. And it means wait for me till tomorrow, like as today, and that means it refers to 24-hour periods as well. Okay? Says Marfa.
Right. True, the question is what Tamimos mean. But you're right, there is a Taz that says it's 24-hour times 7. But that doesn't seem to punch up shining water yet.
Says Marfa, new thing. Times you learned over there. If a person takes neder ad Rosh Adar, that should take effect till the beginning of Adar. So ad Rosh Adar Rishon, that refers then to the first Adar. Ad Sof Adar, a person says to the end of Adar, ad Sof Adar Rishon, till the end of Adar Rishon. Now, the Brisa goes on there, and it says, and this the Gemara doesn't bring down, but the Carbonator brings it down. A person says that he's borrowing wine upon himself for the year, and the year becomes a leap year, so he's forbidden in the leap month as well, which is Adar Sheni, right? So it says more, Adamaras much teaches, since it says that he's forbidden in the second Adar as well, in the case where he forbade himself for this year. Adamaras teaches us, Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Nedarim, that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for Nedarim. And therefore, it's forbidden the extra month until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Then Rosh Chodesh Nisan is considered to be a new fiscal year for Nedarim, whatever Nedarim it took last year, and now null and void. Says the Gemara, no. Tisha Rosh Hashanah Nedarim. Tisha is Rosh Hashanah Nedarim, and any neder ensues till Rosh Hashanah. Shelo Tomar, but the Chiddush is here, you might have said, and the Gemara tells you not to say, you might have said that where there's an Ibrior, it makes the year shorter at the end, right? You shouldn't say, Shotom Yahweh Rosh Chodesh Adar, the Rosh Chodesh of Adar Sheni should take the place Atachas Elu, in lieu of Elu, the Emutab Elu, and therefore your Nedim might expire Rosh Chodesh Elu, right? Because you had a month earlier in the year. The Funke Tzach Mem, that's why it says, Asir Bo Bivura, you're forbidden in and it, and a leap month, meaning you're forbidden all the way to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. But of course, all the Dorim concludes the Gemara, go to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, they don't stop in the middle. Amar, when a person says Shana Zu this year. Amar Yom Echad, the person says one day, the Mishnah said, Chayos Achas, one week. Chodesh Echad, one month. Shana Achas, one year. Shubo Echad, one Shemitah. Aser Miyom Liyom. He's forbidden from day to day. Tani, and we explain it, that means we've skipped the words in Meisleis. Tani Meisleis, where I explain our Mishnah, that he has a that for the next 24 hours that's what his netted fixed claim, right? Rabbi Yaakov ben Rehavov Shem Rabbi Yosef ben Chania said a little bit of digression. A person forbidden to fast in a very long davening until past half day, right? Rabbi Yosef said Masiso Amar Kate. The Mishnah not here but elsewhere indicates this. Hoy Misan of Yorlem Shabim. If they were fasting and the rain fell before high noon, lo yashlimu, they do not have to finish the fast. Akdu tzafru, so we see it's still considered to be morning. Akhatzos, if the rain starts falling after chatzos, after midday, yashlimu, they have to complete the fast. The fast on the rain. Shepar avo ruvo shal yom b'kdusha, that's very considered to be the most of the day passing in holiness. And so to avdil, you have the same halacha by the case of, we have the same halach over here by the case of fasting oneself on Shabbos. That before Shabbos over, before half day, before noon, Shabbos is the majority of day, and therefore you can still eat. Once it's after half day, so already he fasted on this, technically speaking, on this day, so therefore he gets to complete the, What? No, but it's the regular rain kindness.
Yeah, yeah.
So you get to complete the kindness, because anyway, fasting most of the day. Okay? Says Umara, Luther Rabbi Yochanan Amar, the father of Rabbi Yochanan about to say, teaches us, he finally shows you can fast for hours. He doesn't, the Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yochanan said, I rain, but I used to make put in something to fast, add the chasal birki until he finishes his perek. Ad and if so, parsha until he finishes his parsha. That's interesting. This really seems to argue in the Bavli. Because the Bavli seems so, there's no such thing as a tiny shows where you already began to eat at the beginning of the day. You can't finish a day with the tiniest. Once you start eating, that's it. That day is gone. It's water under the bridge. Okay? But it seems to Rabbi Yochanan that no, you can take a netter on in the middle of the day. Right, whatever you want, you can take on dinner and say, from now on, I'm not going to eat for the rest of the day, that's what that'll suffice. Maybe not even until the end of the day, it says, until I finish the parak, until I finish the parsha. That's considered to be like a mini fast. So the Chazan Sofer, many Achronim don't like this. They say, no, can't. They want to square away the Baal Bisharim and say, this really cannot be a part-day fast. Rather, Rabbi Yochanan is making a multi-day fast. In other words, he's saying, it's going to take me a couple of days to finish the parak. Until I finish the parak, I'm still going to fast. And that, but that's valid. But you need to have at least one sunset on the tinus.
So he starts in the middle of the day.
And finishes in the middle of the next day. Sorry. That's how it works. It says, again, that's the way the Chasim Sofer learns it. Milsud Rabbi Yoina, but the words of Rabbi Yoina also, Amri, they seem to indicate, the sign shows that one can fast several hours. And what's the case? Rabbi Yoina, I have a bit sore. Rabbi Yoina was entire, but Shamma Damach, Bread, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi, Sunday. I have a guy, the Achel Guvna, even though he ate cheese, which shows him I drank water already. Aske, Utom, he completed a day with a fast. Kolo Yoima, all that entire day. So the, so we see here that a person can eat first and ask questions later. Eat first and then make a fast slowly later on. Milsa de Rav Amar, the words of Rav also teach us, Messiah shows you can fast for hours. Rav Amar, love Adam Taranasu per Perea. Person can borrow his kindness and pay it back another time. So it means that he borrows the remainder of the day which he hasn't fasted yet, and he'll fast a different time. So we see you can fast shows, and you can finish the day off eating, and that suffices. Amalei Shmuel didn't like this. Said, V'chi neder uzeh? That wasn't your neder. Your neder was to fast, not to go a few hours without food. So Rav Shmuel doesn't like this gemara, but according to the carbonator, he ultimately could be comes around to it himself. Okay? That he comes around for Rav Shita. That maybe it works. But the bottom line is that there is no answer in the Gemara. And Rav says it's got to be a complete Rav says it's got to be you don't have to complete it, and Shmuel says you do have to complete it, otherwise it's not going to be a valid tainus. Okay? None of Lisanos, where a person took a netter to fast, the shogun he forgot b'achol kizayis, and he made a kizayis in the middle of the day. So even tiny, so he lost his tainus, he has to make a new one from scratch. Rabbi Bob, Hashem Rabbi Bonan Tamon said, Ushamar Yom Stam. That's only if he said this day. I don't know. He only said day without this day. That. Right. It's like Hare Alai and Hare Zeh. If a person says he wants to fast the day generically, and he messes up one day, so he's got to pick another day, because the nether to make the times is still incumbent upon him. But if he said, this day, Misano Mash, and everybody agrees that he doesn't eat very much at the end of the day, but he doesn't make it up another day, because it was specifically supposed to be this day and not any other day. Okay? Says the Gemara now, also, what breaks the times? Lomar Elo Ocha. It's only if you eat. Or Tom, if you just taste, lo, it doesn't break the times. I brought the Chassid of Hashem Rabbi Yehuda said, Hamatimisa tasting, Emo Lomishum Bracha, it's not necessary to make a bracha on tasting. Lomishum Gezel, it's not theft if you taste somebody else's food because you don't swallow. Lomishum Dmai, it's not a question of Dmai. Or perhaps not Meiser, because our make on this case. Lomishum Epsik Tainus, if you just taste, it doesn't interrupt your tainus either. The tainus still is considered to extend beyond your having tasted whatever food you're tasting. Again, you don't eat it. The Imam if a person is created by himself a tainus, he can still eat after night the night before. Imam our tiny seaboard and say, I want to know, make for myself something like a tiny seaboard, so I know he can ask and can eat drink the day before during the day, but not at night, because the tiny seaboard always starts at night. Lord on these sides, the person made a series of fasts, tried to make a series of fasts, but named so Yomi Time Shabbos is it, some of them turned out to be Shabbos and Yontif. So okay, he gets blocked. But having made a netter which comes into collision with Shabbos and Yotzim. But answer the Chacham, you don't have to go to Chacham to be mafia your nether, because you ran up against the hard brick wall of the Torah itself. Not only Sanos, if he took a nether to make it fast, the name says it comes out that based on his pattern and sequence, some name are Yom Yaksum Gil's Tainus, or days which it says in Gil's Tainus not to fast. And Chizkar, Rabbeinu, Shem, Rechia, Barbo, Chayimah, what's a Misani fast, Beinu Mashu, but not to complete the day. Just fast part of the day, that suffices. Lechonah Marcharo, the other said, like you get flat. Beinu Tzorach et HaChochem, we don't need et HaChochem, regardless, you don't eat on those days. Although that's Amrad, Shalo, Batam, Gil's Tainus. That's what we have to go before Gil's Tainus was canceled. How Mishabav and Megillus Tainus, once Megillus Tainus is canceled, because we have so many days on our calendar as is. So therefore, all these parameters were canceled as well, and they no longer apply to Zmanazer. Rabbi Chayin and Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Chayin and Rabbi Yochan, that Tavayin, they'll say, Batlu Megillus Tainus, Megillus Tainus is canceled. And Shemalevim are Batlu Megillus Tainus, Batlu Megillus Tainus is canceled. Rabbi Yochan said, Emes, yesterday, you see, Yeshiva Shoyneh, I used to sit and learn, Maitre Shu goes with Tainus, B'chanukah, B'lud. They made a Tainus in Chanukah, which is McGill's Tainus Day, in Lud, and that was forbidden. Rabbi Lezer laughed at them, or made a mockery of them. He went to Sipir and he took a haircut, even though it's not technically forbidden on Tainus, but we are mockery like that. Rabbi Yeshua, the relative, Shu went to the bathhouse and washed, again, even though not technically forbidden. We wanted to demonstrate that How? Oh, I guess that McGill's times no longer applies. I'm not being sure, but sure said, Suvi Suvisanu. Amashi Sanisim. Rabbi Shua went to the people of the city who had decreed a fast which came into contact with Hanukkah, and he said, you have to go fast for that which you fasted, because you are now out to fast on Hanukkah, right? But Brother McGill's finest name, and we see Hanukkah important, I have this special parameter, so I'm going to say Brother McGill's finest. So says Maharam Rabbi Abra, and I said, I forgot the Tamar Eri, you'll say Brother McGill's finest, and McGill's finest is canceled, Hanukkah Purim Lo Abagu, Hanukkah Purim always remain. Related to Rabban Army and Brother McGill's finest, the rabbis were also indicated, their activities actually indicate that they counsel McGill's finest. How so? Rabbi Yonasan Kitsiyim Kar Rubas Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yonasan used to fast every Arab Rosh Hashanah. It says McGill's finest not to fast an Arab Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yavin Tzayin Kar Rubas Sukkos. Rabbi Yavin used to fast either every Arab Sukkos, but there's another version, Arab Shubah. They used to fast every Arab Shabbos. And McGill's finest now says not to do that, so it must be the McGill's finest is bottom. Rabbi Zia Tloim, plus me on to Tzayma, the Tzayma. Rabbi Zia fasts 300 fasts. These stories, some say, Tzayma on Tzayma. 900 fasts. Why? Many days since any fast that came out, McGill's finest says, okay, if we'll chash, McGill's finest is not as though we're not choshish. Mer Yaakov, Aachem, Mephrakis, suffice to tell the Tzaymim, in Isas, Isa Mishalchon, if a woman comes to ask him the parameters of fasting, similarly they say, but could say to her, but call me signing 8 days of the calendar, you can fast. Kutzi Shabbos is your entire besides Shabbos, Yontem, Rosh Chodoshim, Bechol Shamoy, the Chanukah Purim, those are the days you can't fast. McGill's finest days, you may nowadays fast. Okay? One of the Achrayim says that that's the case because you enjoy it more if you come and see Yom Tov or Shabbos hungry. And one of the Achrayim says that. Ada Pesach. First takes dinner on 2 Pesach. Also, Shaki, it's also 2 Pesach cups. Achi on 2 Pesach. I live near Pesach. It says a person says, I will jump 2. Nay Pesach. The mayor may not check it until 2 Pesach comes. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says in words to explain, actually say until 2 Pesach leaves. Rabbi Yemi Aboyko, Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Yemi asked him for Rabbi Zira. Mechavashi Tosh Sidra Amir. Amir here is Mekel. Says that it's always before Pesach. Actually, out of Pesach, actually, out of Pesach. So, that, but Mechavashi, that's Rabbi Yemi also, elsewhere, and also Mechavashi Tosh Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is also backwards. Tamanu America says over there, Mesech the Kiddushin, Papachot Slime now, because you have to call Yeshua's Agdolos. Actually, it's called Yeshua's Agdolos. This is where a question the Bible also brings down. If you have 4 daughters, 2 from one wife and 2 from the next wife, and you're Mekadosh one of them to somebody else, you don't know which one, right? But you say, Kiddush is Biti Gedolah. Because that could be one of 3 girls. It could be your oldest daughter. Could be your second daughter from your older wife. Could be your first daughter from your second wife. All those are possibilities. So therefore, he said, right, it says, I'm going to until you no longer have a suffix which, that it might be a gdolo, or actually, or vice versa, if it's your young, we don't know where your youngest daughter is. So you have to make sure all these people give gin. But in any event, we see here that he was not insecure around Rabbi Meir, and he used to be more machmir. The Kormar Achid here seems to be secure in being mekel, and saying that Apnei Pesach means until Pesach begins, and not for that. How come for before that? How come there is fearful and here is not? So says Rabbeinu, responding, Bishemes Ben Azer Ben Zoyma. Once Ben Azer Ben Zoyma died, Bukla Shab Doni. There no longer are people who are diligent. Now you made the sarcastic remark. You think your question is so good? Wasn't so good. You think Loama Shoykara Choma, you hear me? You think nobody diligent rose up until you came along. You know, great shakes. We asked this question before you. The question was, Nakara Mayor is Mako here, a Machabai Kiddushin to include the broadest possible parameters of Losh Neod. So says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Chia Barva, Lo Mukantulam.
why was he making a mockery of them? Didn't the question already appear from Reb Lezer before Reb Yochanan? So it says, well, the Reb Yossi. The Reb Yossi's opinion has to be switched. Since Reb Yossi is unsure here, insecure here, also has to be insecure as to what the nether was meant in the case of the kiddusha meant in a case where you have multiple possibilities. So therefore, he's more machmir. That you have to assume your nether applies until after Pesach is over, not just until Pesach begins. So Amalei, so he said, where is Bond Rabbi Yirmiyah? Rabbi Zira said, you know, it's Rabbi Yirmiyah saying to Rabbi Zira, Amalei Mechalfa, Masisi Mechalfa. My Chiddush said, you don't change around the Brayso, you change around the Mishnah. That the Mishnah should be made to conform with the Brayso, and in fact, the type based Rabbi came. Now, so Rabbi didn't learn like that. They said, "I leave now Pesach until Pnei Pesach." Right? Meir Meir Shi Yitzer. Meir is the one who's insecure and says, "Best to wait until the holiday goes out." Just like he says, "Best to assume that it's one of three girls, as opposed to only one girl." Rabbi Yossi Meir Ad Sheyagia. Rabbi Yossi is more secure, and he says until Pesach comes. And now says, "Well, what does Ad Sheyagia mean?" Ana boy ad lifnei. We said here until lifnei. It sounds like before. But after Marachin is saying it's after. How does it work? Our Rabbi Zira said loshen nevatiu in the nevat Nabataean language. Ad lifnei pischa. Ad lifnei pischa means I have the gears on the side of Shaitan. So ad mefarei pischa until Pesach removes itself. So lifnei, according to them, doesn't mean before, but rather means lifanot. And Lufano means until Pesach is pushed away. Okay? So that's why there's a suffix in our Mishnah. Amrei Yaron said, Akom modim be Pesach shu mutter. Person said, Livnei Pesach, everybody agrees that he's mutter when Pesach comes. Pesach is okay. Mapi, what's the machlokas? Befrosa Pesach. Person says, he's saying for himself, and then until Prosa Pesach. Haina Maya Chiagia. One says, until Prosa Pesach comes, which is 15 days before Pesach. Which Chodesh Nissan is Prosa Pesach, right? So they only ask until then. Ain't Amad Yah says the Lifnei Pesach is talking about the not just the Prosa Pesach, which is the Rosh Chodesh Nissan, but until the last day, the nether applies until Erev Pesach itself. Okay? Says more further. Ada Kotir, Ada Botz, the prince says he's also doing something until the harvest of grain or grapes, Ada Mesik or olives. In Australia, it's only us until the time comes. Zechal general, but kosher is manakavua, a time when there is a set time period. Amrat Chiagia, Osir Chiagia. We said until the time period comes, says us until the time period comes. Amrat Chiagia, sorry, Osir Achiagia. Achiagia, we say that it should be Osir until it is. So then we say, for us to chance to use also until actually the person leaves. Called Shane's on a go, but doesn't have a set time. Bench Shomer, Bench Achie. But he said Achie. Or Kevin Shomer, Achie Gia. You said, or Bench Shomer, Achie Gia. You said until it comes. And also Achie Gia. In that case, if you please yourself do something, you're more lenient upon yourself and you mean only until it comes, not while it's still in session. Okay? Kara's man Mishta, no, the person said it's time for his son's chasna. Rami said, Kona Yanshay Taimach Yagia Mishta, he refuses to drink wine until the chasna comes. Ad Kimisha's manakavua is like something which is has a set time, and therefore it might mean until after the chasna is over, right? Just like we say in our Mishnah, means until after the Pesach is over, or whatever, dealing with the kutcher is over. Because it's not etched in stone, because weddings can be changed. So therefore, Kamisha ain't Zman Kavua, perhaps like saying, where this man is not Kavua, and therefore,
it's only, since he doesn't want to put himself into a sabek, it's only until before and at the chasid itself he'd be allowed to drink wine. So again, if it's a set time, so then it's entirely possibly means until after the set time has passed. But if it's not a set time, he's not nuts. And therefore he means until that time comes, not beyond that point in time, not where the event is occurring. So the question is the chasid to be like a fixed event because it's fixed on the calendar, in which case it can mean even until after the event, or is chasid like a non-fixed event because it can be changed around a mood, and therefore is mutter once the time comes, even if the time is not yet fully traversed, the time when he's traveling, whatever the case may be. Okay? Is that clear? Says Mishnah further. Ad kites, if he said until kites, it's achiyasak or achiyasakites until the kites happens. Kites means until they start cutting down figs. Achiyaschila amachlis b'kav klos until persons start bringing down figs and baskets. Achiyasakites until the end of the kites. Achiyaschila chutzos, it's when they put away the knives with which they cut the dried fruit. Achiyaschila until the harvest. Achiyaschila amachlis until the people start harvesting. Ketzir chitim is the harvest of specifically of wheat. Avalok tishasorim, but not the harvest of barley. Hakolafim bakum, nevertheless, everything is based on the place of neutral where he takes netter. Yimiyah bahar bahar, goes after, if it's a mountain, times the mountain. Yavikov is in the valley, bavikov times in the valley. Kalkulos, but it says that archites means until they take out the partake in the baskets. So we talk about ma kalkulos, tame a kalkulos on the is it baskets of figs or baskets of grapes? Let's hear from here. Achak pilo mixos, it says until they put away the knives. Islach lemeimar mixos, skip the next few words. It's pasod de mixos anovim. You don't use knives on raisins. Even if you're drying the raisins, they don't press them together as a cake. What do you press together? Figs and dates. If it says chikpilo mitzos, it must be I'm just talking about dried figs and dates, not dried grapes. Okay, we'll stop. It's late. We'll stop here for today, even though in the middle of the study, we'll pick this up on Monday. Yitzhak Shem.